Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. We've been in Proverbs 19 the last couple of days, so why don't we stay there another day? And let me read to you verse 11, which really is one of those verses that I'm not sure I like, because I think it speaks directly to me. It says, "Sensible people control their temper," which would mean oftentimes I'm not a sensible person. How about you? One of the things that we must learn to do is control our temper and determine what is worth getting bent out of shape about. I've mentioned several times over on our sister podcast, the weekday podcast, that I really do believe that if you took all of the Beatitudes together, one of them would boil down to, blessed are those that don't get bent out of shape. Because honestly, there's not much worth getting that bent out of shape about. Do you ever find yourself where you're at the DMV and you just think, how silly is this? But you know, you can't change that. You can only change how you respond to it. I think when we look at that at every degree, everything from our marriage all the way down to road rage, sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. You know, I heard this years ago. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Living more like Christ is the main thing. And when we keep that the main thing, when we see silliness, we'll see it for that and we won't just lose it. So today, maybe you've won over this battle, but maybe you're like me and it's still a challenge. Let's tell the Lord and speak to the Lord in this prayer. Father, today, would you give me the ability to be a sensible person that can control my temper? Lord, give me the ability to overlook wrongs so that I might earn respect as a person that's trying to live for you. And now I want to give you a few moments and meditate. Let's draw a couple of deep breaths as we prepare for that time. Let's inhale and send that life-giving oxygen someplace in our body we know we need it. Maybe it's a broken heart. Maybe it's a sore shoulder. Maybe it's a hip. Whatever that is, just send that life-giving oxygen there. And then when you blow that air out, blow out the anxiety and the stress and the pressure of this life and prepare to just hear from the Lord. Let's breathe. Send it and force it out. Let's draw one more breath. You ready? And now, listen for the Lord's promptings, listen for His voice, listen for His peace, His power, and His direction. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple moments. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. Let me read that text to you again in Proverbs 19, verse 11. Sensible people control their temper. Isn't that something? Sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. My friend, today, let the Lord step into your life and control your temper, that you might have the ability to earn respect by overlooking the silliness and the wrongs of this world. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining us. I hope to see you again tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.